Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Anuradha Nakshatra. Experience. Association versus dissociation. Some individuals live through association, fully present, emotionally immersed, and engaged with life's sensations and feelings. Others experience life through dissociation, stepping back from emotion, analyzing from a distance, or detaching to preserve internal order. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, emotional regulation detachment, and associated with Mitra, devotion, loyalty, emotional bonds, tends to oscillate between both. These natives often begin with deep association, absorbing emotion, loyalty, and intensity in relationships or experiences. However, when hurt, overexposed, or emotionally destabilized, they quickly shift into dissociation as a form of protection. This duality creates a pattern of inner depth paired with outer restraint. Planetary placements in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses reveal where and how this balance between immersion and withdrawal plays out. If Saturn is in the 1st, 4th, or 10th house, the experience leans toward dissociation through control. These individuals often keep their emotional intensity beneath the surface, engaging only when safe or required. In Anuradha, Saturn builds emotional armor. They feel deeply, but express sparingly. If Saturn is in the 10th, they appear calm and composed in public, often hiding emotional struggles behind professionalism and duty. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the experience becomes more associated, especially in private or creative spaces. These natives feel life through the body and heart. They remember emotional textures and are deeply moved by loyalty or betrayal. In Anuradha, the Moon softens Saturn. They may stay engaged in emotional experience longer than others, even when it hurts. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional association becomes part of their public identity. They lead with emotional intelligence, but often mask their vulnerability behind polish. If Mercury is in the 5th or 10th house, the style leans toward mental dissociation. These individuals observe and analyze their feelings rather than fully engaging with them in the moment. In Anuradha, Mercury brings emotional strategy. They prefer to process logically before responding emotionally. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as level-headed and diplomatic, often managing complex emotional dynamics with calm rationality. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the experience is selectively associated. These natives engage when there's purpose, action, defense, or loyalty to a cause or person. In Anuradha, Mars adds focus to feeling. They immerse in experience when driven by loyalty or mission, but detach quickly when trust is broken. If Mars is in the 10th, this manifests as passionate but boundaried leadership. They engage, then retreat to regroup. If K2 is in the 1st or 5th house, the experience becomes spiritually dissociative. These individuals often feel disconnected from worldly emotion or joy and may navigate experience through inner symbolism or karmic intuition. In Anuradha, K2 intensifies withdrawal. They may appear present, but internally are always watching from a distance. If K2 is in the 10th, they may feel emotionally absent from success, achieving externally while remaining inwardly detached. Anuradha's relationship with experience is defined by loyal immersion and protective withdrawal. These natives feel deeply, love loyally, and often sacrifice for what they believe in. But they also know when to pull back, detach, and protect their emotional center. Their growth lies in learning to stay present without losing themselves, and to step back without disconnecting completely. When integrated, Anuradha becomes a wise emotional strategist, able to feel with depth, choose with discernment, and remain steady even in the storms of the heart. Anuradha Nakshatra approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals are naturally wired for a matching mindset, seeking alignment, harmony, and common ground. Others operate with a mismatching lens, focusing on differences, what's off, or what needs to be improved. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, discernment, boundaries, and associated with Mitra, devotion, diplomacy, balance, leans toward a mismatching approach by instinct, but with a deep longing to match. These natives are emotionally observant and psychologically sensitive. They tend to notice what's not said, what's slightly off, or what feels misaligned. However, because of their inner devotion to loyalty and harmony, they often try to reconcile or realign what they've observed. This creates a subtle but powerful combination. They mismatch to protect, to refine, or to preserve trust. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses influence how and where this discernment is expressed. If Saturn is in the 1st, 6th, or 10th house, the mismatching instinct becomes systemic and precise. These individuals have a sharp eye for flaws, inefficiencies, or inconsistencies. In Anuradha, Saturn turns mismatching into duty. They feel responsible for fixing what doesn't align. If Saturn is in the 10th, they often rise through roles that require emotional steadiness and critical evaluation. Leaders who correct gently, refine carefully, and create safety through consistency. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the mismatching becomes mental and relational. These individuals spot contradictions in communication, logic, or tone. In Anuradha, Mercury adds subtle intelligence. They may not speak immediately, but they notice everything. If in the 10th, they succeed through emotional discernment. They navigate relationships, clients, or leadership roles by tactfully noticing and often correcting what others miss. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the approach becomes more emotionally mismatching, though often internally contained. These individuals feel when something is off, an energy shift, a withdrawal, a word that landed too hard. In Anuradha, the Moon makes this intuitive. They may adjust behavior to preserve peace, but they remember the mismatch. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional radar operates publicly. They manage impressions, reputation, and relationships with quiet emotional accuracy. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the native may lean toward a matching approach, seeking meaning, cohesion, or moral clarity. These individuals still see what's misaligned, but they prefer to elevate punishment, reframe, or forgive. In Anuradha, Jupiter brings grace to Saturn's caution. They mismatch gently, if at all, and strive for resolution. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they are seen as wise guides, leaders who promote harmony while upholding discernment. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, mismatching can become exaggerated or strategic. These natives notice what's different because they are different. They feel set apart and may use that to their advantage. In Anuradha, Rahu intensifies the critical eye. They may challenge norms, question loyalties, or disrupt emotional order to reclaim control. If in the 10th, they mismatch publicly, breaking patterns, shifting power, and learning to balance ambition with emotional maturity. Anuradha's approach is defined by its emotional radar and relational discernment. These natives mismatch not to criticize, but to protect trust, loyalty, and integrity. They are quiet but powerful observers, always tracking alignment and the bonds that matter most. Their growth lies in knowing when to speak, when to wait, and when to accept imperfection with love. When integrated, Anuradha becomes the empathic strategist, using mismatching not to divide, but to deepen. A protector of truth and a keeper of sacred connection. Anuradha Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals live in time, fully present, emotionally responsive, and instinctively reacting to what's unfolding now. Others live through time, holding a long-range view, linking past, present, and future with conscious pacing and reflection. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, structure, memory, karmic progression, and associated with Mitra, loyalty, emotional bonds, leans strongly toward a through-time orientation. These natives are deeply reflective, often carrying emotional memory, karmic awareness, and relational lessons that stretch far beyond the present moment. They don't rush decisions. They track what came before and anticipate what may come next, especially in matters of trust, loyalty, or emotional safety. However, when emotionally triggered or in protective mode, Anuradha can momentarily shift into in-time behavior, responding to emotional currents with surprising immediacy. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence how this time sensitivity expresses itself. If Saturn is in the 1st, 4th, or 10th house, the experience of time is deeply through time. These individuals operate from memory, structure, and long-term emotional logic. In Anuradha, Saturn gives them an internal karmic clock. They take responsibility for their timing, rarely acting impulsively. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are publicly known for consistency and strategic restraint, measured leaders who act with the weight of experience behind every choice. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the time orientation becomes emotionally in time, especially in personal or relational spaces. These individuals respond to emotional stimuli as it arises. They feel now and often act now. In Anuradha, the Moon adds depth and vulnerability. They may be caught in emotional memory loops or act to protect themselves in the present. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional responsiveness becomes visible. They may adjust their public presence based on social tone or relational cues. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the experience becomes through time with mental pacing. These individuals are planners, thinkers, and reflective communicators. In Anuradha, Mercury adds mental awareness. They're likely to review the past and anticipate future outcomes before speaking or acting. If in the 10th, they succeed by timing their words, projects, or decisions for maximum impact. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the through-time experience is philosophical and value-based. These individuals are future-minded, but not just in a practical sense. They seek growth, meaning, and long-range alignment. In Anuradha, Jupiter elevates Saturn's endurance. They act slowly, but with faith in timing and a larger purpose. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they are seen as wise mentors, guiding others through their calm, visionary pacing. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the experience can skew hyper in time, acting with urgency, hunger, or a need to prove something now. These individuals may bypass emotional reflection in favor of immediate action. In Anuradha, Rahu unsettles Saturn's rhythm. They may feel split between the urge to rise quickly and the karmic weight that demands patience. If Rahu is in the 10th, this becomes public. They may achieve rapidly, but need to mature into long-term sustainability. Anuradha's relationship with time is emotionally encoded and karmically paced. These natives are shaped by what has come before and cautious about what lies ahead. They do not waste time, but they do honor it. Their evolution lies in learning when to pause and reflect and when to be fully present without fear. When balanced, Anuradha becomes the sacred keeper of timing, anchored in emotional depth, acting with devotion, and knowing exactly when the heart is ready to move. Anuradha Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are primarily drawn to people, connection, loyalty, emotional depth. Others are motivated by activities, purposeful action, skill refinement, and meaningful engagement. Some resonate most with places, environments that provide emotional safety or spiritual grounding. Others are drawn to things, systems, tools, or symbols that provide structure or mastery. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, commitment, responsibility, and associated with Mitra, devotion, bonds, is deeply motivated by people and activities, especially those that carry emotional significance, loyalty, or karmic weight. These natives thrive in relationships marked by depth, trust, and emotional resonance, and are equally drawn to meaningful actions that reinforce that devotion. Their interest is rarely surface level. They seek out what feels enduring, sincere, or sacred. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal where this core motivation is most likely to surface. If Saturn is in the 1st, 6th, or 10th house, activities become the primary motivator. These individuals are driven by duty, refinement, and internal standards. In Anuradha, Saturn channels emotional intensity into steady action. They feel safest when they're working towards something meaningful. If Saturn is in the 10th, this motivation becomes visible. They are seen as quietly committed professionals who build their legacy through consistent effort and ethical work. If Moon is in the 1st, 4th, or 7th house, people take center stage. These natives are deeply relational and seek emotional bonding, often placing tremendous value on trust, loyalty, and emotional security. In Anuradha, Moon magnifies this. They're drawn to soulful, even karmic connections. If Moon is in the 10th, they carry this relational depth into their public life, nurturing others in leadership, caregiving, or emotionally intelligent professions. If Mercury is in the third or sixth house, activities remain central, particularly those involving communication, service, or refinement. These individuals are energized by precision, thoughtful dialogue, and strategic tasks. In Anuradha, Mercury supports Saturn's detail orientation. They're drawn to problem-solving, mentoring, or quietly impactful roles. If Mercury is in the 10th, they shine through work that requires insight, discretion, and steady interaction with others. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, places and values begin to carry weight. These individuals may feel anchored in spiritual environments, sacred geography, or belief-aligned communities. In Anuradha, Jupiter elevates Saturn's devotion. They're drawn to inner sanctuaries and sacred responsibility. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they seek workspaces and roles that reflect their values, teaching, healing, or guiding from a place of moral authority. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, things such as titles, recognition, or tools of influence can become early motivators. These individuals may initially be drawn to success symbols, but in Anuradha, Rahu creates a deeper hunger. Over time, they often realize that what they're really chasing is not the thing, but the emotional security or power it promises. If Rahu is in the 10th, this becomes public. They pursue mastery, but must learn to anchor it in sincerity, not just status. Anuradha's true motivation lies in devotion and depth to people, to purpose, and to emotional or spiritual evolution. These natives are not driven by novelty, but by meaning. Their evolution lies in balancing the pull of emotional loyalty with the grounding of responsibility, learning to stay connected without becoming enmeshed, and to act from love without losing clarity. When aligned, Anuradha becomes the soul-driven worker and the heart-centered companion, building a life that is steady, sacred, and deeply rooted in what truly matters.